Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news to somebody, don't do it yourself. It's better to do this like in a public forum. You know, if you have to break up with someone, you want to do it like in a restaurant. That way you're with a lot of people and it's less hard for you.
Yeah, it's good to humiliate someone in front of thousands of people on the radio.
That's exactly why we do Breaking Bad News. And we have Robert on with us this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Now, Robert, selfishly, I have to say, when I read your email, I couldn't wait to make this phone call because this story. All right, so why don't we rewind here and tell us you're married. Just go through what exactly you're going to be doing today. You'll be breaking bad news to your wife, Christine. Is that right?
My wife of 10 years, Christine.
Okay. So what's going on in your world?
So for the past 3 months, Christine and I have been trying for a third child together. We already have two beautiful kids. Love them. Great kids. She wants to have a third. I not so much want to have a third. So
okay.
This is what we're going to be telling her, guys.
So you're just going to tell her that
3 months ago I got a vasectomy, and she does not know that.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Hold on. I thought you were just going to tell her you're not doing the third child, but you got a vasectomy without your wife knowing.
Yeah, I did it back during March Madness and then took a few days to just kind of watch games.
Oh, she's going to be pissed.
Okay. So when she says to you, honey, I love you so much, let's have another child, said okay, knowing that you couldn't have another child.
Well, when she first wanted to, I could, and then realized we can't afford it. The operation, but I have not told her yet, and I at this point need to.
Wow.
Okay, so
she's gonna feel so betrayed by you.
We don't know. That's why we make the call.
Oh, come on.
Maybe she'll
I'm
be like,
woman.
"Oh, guy, you're fine."
No, I'm saying I didn't expect this to last this long. Like I don't know. I thought it's. I what know how my wife is. She goes in and out of things. We already have two kids. She knows that they're not easy as it is. So I thought maybe like a month or two of trying.
Yeah.
She would move on to painting lessons or something. She has variable interests.
Variable. But to be honest, Robert, you knew that you're going to be starting to get a massive amount of sex. When you try to have a baby, that's the best part, trying to actually have a baby. But the whole time you knew you couldn't have a baby.
I knew that. She did not.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
There
no,
it
exactly.
Is.
Wow. Okay. So, okay. Well, you know what? Maybe she'll be okay with it. You never know.
You never know.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do on Breaking Bad News. We're going to mute our phone line. So we're going to dial the number for Christine. She will not hear us. You might hear us in the background, Robert, on the phone. She won't because our lines will be muted. We'll let her let you break the bad news to her, and then we'll come in near the end of the phone call just in case we have to jump in and save you. I have a feeling we will, but you never know. So it's just you and your wife at first, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Breaking Bad News.
Hey, honey.
Hey, what's up?
I got some not so fun news for you.
We tried to sing it there.
What? What are you talking about? What's going on?
Hold up.
Are you all right? Are you okay?
No, I'm good. The kids are good. You're just about to be very upset with me.
What's... Are you serious? Who is she?
Listen, this is, I've needed to tell you this for a while. I don't really know the best way to do it, so I'm just going to say it.
Seriously?
What?
On the phone, even. What's going on?
I got a vasectomy.
You, what, can you repeat that, please?
I had a vasectomy.
I had a vasectomy.
When, like, this morning? You're kidding, right? You're kidding. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And I know that
what?
You clicked this, and that's why I didn't really want to tell you right away. But
you're not kidding. You're seriously not kidding. You had a f-ing vasectomy. Like, you seriously were trying to have a kid for how many months? And you're going to... When... I'm speechless. When did you do this?
3 months ago.
What? Mm-hmm. How? Why? Why would you ever do that? You said that you agreed that we could have another kid. Why would you ever do that?
I know. But you also, we've had these talks.
Are you laughing? Are you laughing right now?
Word.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not laughing. It's just...
You're being really snarky right now, considering you just called me on the phone to, like, basically ruin my goddamn life. You know, seriously, you're lucky you told
that's
me on the phone and not in person because you'd be dead.
That's an overreaction. We've talked about overreactions. That's an overreaction. Ruined your life. We still have We have two kids right now that we love.
Yes, and we're married for 10 years,
exactly,
and you have to call me on the phone while I'm at work to tell me this? I honestly, like, this makes me question our whole marriage right now. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, the fact that you would do that and keep it a secret from me, knowing we were trying to have kids.
That's why I'm telling you now. It's not a secret anymore. It's not a secret. That's why I'm telling you.
It's not a secret.
Then go get it reversed.
It's not a secret. He can do that.
You really want me to do that? You understand how painful that would be?
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Painful.
Okay.
Try giving birth to two kids and you tell me about pain.
Yes, girl.
So why do you even want to do a third?
Because I love my kids and I enjoy them, and we have great kids, and I think that we're adding quality of life to these child's lives, and I want another kid. And why are you questioning it now after it's too late? Like, why wouldn't we have this conversation before?
I have brought this up throughout. You know that we can't exactly afford another kid right now.
Yeah, and you call me at work to tell me this. I'm going to lose my job because I'm screaming at you at my job.
We're gonna break in here. Hi. Good morning. Is this Christine?
Hello.
Hi, Christine. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams, little radio station here in Madison. How are you?
You are kidding me.
No.
This is public?
Yes.
Yes.
The airwaves are public. Your husband Robert thought it would be a good idea to break the bad news live on the radio with us, just because, and he wanted some help with trying to figure out how you took it like a champ. To be honest with you, I thought you were going to get really mad, but you didn't.
Oh no, she's going to get rid of
you
his
have
balls.
No idea how mad I am.
Me.
I'm at work and I need my job even more.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a single mom soon because this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These guys have no idea. They're like,
yeah.
I told you
I
that this is going to happen.
Like, tell me if anything. Like,
yes, honey,
I can handle a no. You know, it's give and take. I cannot believe this. I feel so betrayed. I'm hoping this is like a horrible f***ed up joke.
Yeah, it's not. Let me ask you though, Christine, are you more mad that Robert got a vasectomy, a sort of a minor or major surgery, however you look at it, without telling you, or that he pretended to have sex with you, or not pretending, you guys had sex, but knowing that he could not get you pregnant? Which one is worse?
I'm more mad that we kept trying and for nothing. And so he's not going to be getting any more of that at all, if he's even in my house.
Yeah.
My house now, not his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or does it piss you off even more that he took off work to watch March Madness?
Well, that...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all
there.
Oh,
is that when it happened?
Yeah, honey. That's when it happened.
Oh, no more March Madness either. He's.
Oh, no.
That's even if he's with you.
Oh, my God.
I try to be a cool wife. I let him do what he wants. I don't bother him. You know,
aww,
we have a good relationship, so I thought.
Right.
But I guess I was wrong.
He's like, everyone's ganging up on him. No, we're not ganging up on you, Robert.
This really is not going the way that I thought it was going to go. We do. We have a good relationship. We have two kids.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
We love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're not going to hash this all out. And I know you have to get back to work, Christine. So
at least I still have a job after all the yelling and swearing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that that you got the news this way. But now at least, Robert, it's out there in the open. You guys can move on. And maybe she said get it reversed. That way you can, have one. Everyone will be.
Oh, you know, I'm adopted. We could always adopt, too. Then I wouldn't have to go through the pain.
There
you go.
There it is.
Look at that. We've solved it.
Done. Way to go, Marco.
There we go.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. Because everybody was Facebook fighting.
Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Facebook Fighting, where we peruse the contents of Facebook. We look for people that get into Facebook arguments. It takes anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes to find a fight that lasts a lifetime. And then we will do two things. One, we're going to read this Facebook fight as it happened, actually, live on Facebook. We just found it today. Aaron, you got the win here. It took you about 3 minutes to find this one.
Yeah, it was really easy to find people getting really rationally angry.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here. We're going to need you as voices. Awesome. You're going to have to be Brucey. I love that. And Sophie. So okay, a girl and a boy.
I have to test my vocal. I have to test my vocal range.
You do.
Today.
I like it.
Krista, you're gonna be Alex. I'll be a dude named Lawrence. So this happened on Facebook. Here's the great thing: once all this is over with, we'll talk to him and see if we can't hash it all out together. But first, the Facebook fight that actually happened. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. Here we go.
I'm sick as f*** of people judging me for wanting to be free and myself. I mean, there's nothing wrong for a girl to go out and have fun. If I want to drink and text sexy pics to guys, I can. It's freedom of expression, and anyone who doesn't get that is a fascist.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Midlife crisis alert. Alex, I think you should embrace getting old. It's actually pretty great, and it's definitely better than some sad old hag like you trying to be 20 again by going to clubs and doing guys. It's not freedom of expression. I don't care if you are 20 or 46. Your real age, since you seem confused. It's called being a skank.
Lawrence, don't you think you're being a little hard on Alex?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, she's just living her life to the fullest. I also reject the idea of a midlife crisis. I mean, middle age is a great time to go wild and do something crazy, girls.
I guess you might be right, Sophie, but there has to be limits. I mean, all I did was buy a boat. I wouldn't describe going out and being a little old hoe bag as living life to the fullest.
Oh my God, you two need to shut the up right now. I mean, Sophie, you shouldn't be saying anything. You're basically the office bike. You let any guy hop on. Oh, I get it. You let any guy hop on and ride. I mean, Lawrence, you and your beer gut can go yourself, because that's the only way you're getting any. Certainly not this tight young body.
Trust me, f***ing myself would be better than f***ing you. There's 7 billion people in the world, and I would have sex with all of them twice before I even thought about your wrinkly old ass.
Oh my God.
Hey, speak for yourself, Lawrence.
Oh, boy, yeah. Brucey's back.
Yeah. I think it's great that Alex is realizing what a red hot sexy thing she is. Alex, you should hit me up. I don't mind you throwing yourself around as long as you throw it my way once in a while.
Jeez, Bruce.
For sure, Brucey. Can we go grab drinks? At least you're not a gross fatty who's been divorced twice like Lawrence.
Okay, you two have fun filling up each other's leathery skin. Y'all look like a bunch of catcher's mitts. You two might as well be the most deluded people I've ever met. You are both in your 40s. Just f***ing deal with it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we will deal with it by going out and having fun while you sit all alone with your favorite hand, head. You're only as young as you feel, and I feel 25 again with this hot s***.
All right. That actually happened.
God, that's funny.
On Facebook.
Brucey.
Boy,
I was there. Brucey.
Boy, Brucey came in hot.
Oh, yeah. Brucey.
Brucey came in hot.
Brucey was feeling a little frisky, I think.
And we have Alex and Lawrence standing by with us to actually hash things out, see if they can become Facebook friends once again. Let's start with Alex this morning. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good. So thanks, first of all, for agreeing to be on our show here. And it looks like you were just putting something free and fun out on Facebook, and then things happened that you probably didn't plan on. Or maybe you did. I don't know. Does this always happen on your Facebook page, the fighting?
No, just when people are stupid and they got no sense and they can't figure anything out. I mean, I'm totally fed up. It's my life. I can do whatever the fuck I want with it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what your little tacky, trashy ass has to say about anything that I'm doing. I want to take pictures and put them on the internet. I look good. I put them on there. It's my Facebook page. If you don't like it, don't go on there. I'm not interested in your opinion.
Okay, yeah. And then, of course, actually, Lawrence jumped in with his opinion, and then this seemed to spark kind of a crazy crazy fight there. What's the deal with Lawrence? Is he just somebody you know? Is he, do you guys used to go out? Do you guys seem like
he just, No. If you saw him, you would know why I'm saying no so many times. No, what? No. Big old badass motherfucker got two women left his ass because he was so tragic. No. We have never dated. We were.
Oh yeah, and you're hot. Yeah, like you're one to talk. You're a f-ing pig. Who the fuck are you to judge me and talk about my looks? You think you're so fucking hot? You are a fucking pig.
All right, hold on.
You started this, okay? This is your problem because you started it. Right. I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, it's my problem. It's my problem. Look, here's the thing. All those pictures you put up, nobody wants to see your fucking ass. Nobody wants to see them. I know you think you look good. You look like a fucking skank.
Okay. All right, we have to wait a second because I had to beep all that out, and my beep button is wearing out.
Keep it going.
All right, so obviously, Alex, we have Lawrence with us. So, Lawrence, let's get your side of the story. Why did you just jump in?
Big old badass.
Well, she's talking about me and my looks and how fat I am, and I'm just a fat piece of shit. If anybody saw me, they would know, you know, there's no way she went out with me. Look, she is hideous. She might think she's all that, but she is a pig, I'm telling you. That's why she'll screw anybody who she meets. Anybody who meets her, she'll go to bed with because she knows she can't get it if she really was in a relationship, which she's never been in. She does is just go around and try and screw guys wherever she is, and she's a skank.
In his mind, I'm sleeping with everybody else. I'm not sleeping with everybody else. I choose who I want to be with and when I want to be with them, but don't nobody want to be with him, so that's why he's got a problem.
That's okay. Our girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and guys are just standing in line to be with you. Guys will f*** anything. Newsflash. Guys will screw anything that moves, and that's about you. Anything that moves. That's about the best I can say about you is you actually move.
You do not know anything about anything because that's the only one who gets close to you, and you're tired, little thing.
All right, well, what about Brucey? Brucey jumped in, and he was excited about it. Lawrence, what do you think he was wanted to go out with? Alex?
Well, you know, I think Bruce just wants to get some. I mean, come on. What, is this a big surprise? Look, I know her. I know she's a skank. I mean, look at if you saw her pictures, you'd be like repulsed. She's f-ing gross and she's posting all this shit. She acts like she's 23.
Yeah.
She's not 23.
Look at it.
She's like 46.
You're so nasty. Why are you looking at it?
Oh,
I'm not looking at it. I just happen to be on Facebook, and boom, there it is. Oh, my God, turn that off.
You know you can unfollow them, so you don't have to look at their stuff. So tell me again why you see all my stuff by accident, quote, unquote.
Oh, boy.
Oh, by accident. Look, if I go to your page, go, hey, I wonder what's up, and then I see you, it's just like, geez, someone's got to tell you. Someone's got to tell you the truth. Someone's got to tell you to stop posting the shit that you think looks so good and makes you look so hot.
Nobody
you look like
you.
A skank. You look awful.
Nobody asked you.
Yeah.
Did nobody ask you your opinion or your tired little self? You and your right hand go have another date. Bye.
Okay. Yes,
hey, my right hand is way better than anything you can be, and at least I know I won't catch anything from my hand.
Oh, my God, I can smell the jealous. Y'all smell it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can smell it from over here.
Oh,
oh yeah.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.